When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
The following podcast has been rated listener MA. It contains strong language, violence, adult situations, nudity. Listener discretion is advised.
What's up, everybody, and welcome back to another episode of the Laughing on the Sidelines podcast. I'm your host. My name is Scotty Gurman, a.k.a. Scooter McFuckstick, and alongside me, as usual, I have two stand-up comedians. First, the 1984 Kingman County T-Ball Defensive Player of the Year Award winner, Mr. Jeremy Joseph.
Hi, Scotty. Thanks for having me.
You're welcome. Yeah, no problem, man. Anytime. Happy to do it.
Mm-hmm. And, hey, you don't have to anytime.
Oh, I don't know.
I don't need to come in.
No.
Why am I here, by the way?
Your good looks.
Yeah.
And what was so fucking important?
To bring the funny.
God damn it. I forgot it at home.
It's the one thing.
And also, reoccurring guest on the show, my brother, Freighton.
That's it from now on.
That's going to be the one. Clayton. Here we go. Try and spell
slash
that one.
Fred.
Oh, I can figure that out. He's like an over-the-road truck driver. He's Freighton.
Freighton.
That's right.
Choo-choo, motherfucker.
That's right. Well, guys.
You know, just like a train. Like a truck does. Choo-choo.
They do?
Sure they do.
Oh, damn. Didn't you go to school?
Yeah.
I did. Truck driver school.
Well, if this is your very first time ever listening to this podcast, this is a comedy podcast where we like to make fun and, well, make jokes about the current events that are going on in sports and inappropriate jokes that have nothing to do with sports whatsoever. Also, this is an adult podcast, so if you don't like foul language and loud noises, you're in the wrong place. Get the fuck out of here. Thank you and goodbye. But yeah. Yeah, pretty much that's it.
Welcome.
Yeah, welcome in.
Keep laughing, asshole.
Yeah, we've got a...
Keep it nice and tight, guys.
We'll see you next week.
Yeah, we've got a great show.
Not me. I'm not normally on the show.
Oh, yeah, you are. But we've got a great show. We've got a lot of stuff happening in sports over the last week. Stuff that we are going to talk about and stuff that we are not going to talk about. I don't give a fuck about the NBA.
Let's talk about the things we're not going to talk about.
Yeah, like the NBA.
Oh.
Yeah.
Not what I was saying about.
Oh, okay. No. All right. But anyway,
scratch that one off.
We've got overrated, underrated questions, preguntas in the sports. So, but before we do get into that, we're going to get on to our week recap. We like to talk about what happened to us over the last week. So, Fred.
I'm starting, huh?
Yeah, dude.
Because shit out the gate.
It's actually been kind of a week anyway. It's been a week or two.
It's been two weeks since I've been on. Yeah. You know what I've done in those 2 weeks?
What?
Fucking nothing.
Nothing?
Fucking nothing. So
no exotic trips to seven states?
No, not this time. Oh. No.
We're about to 7-Eleven.
Do we have those?
Yeah, I think we have one.
I think there's one.
It's probably scary.
That's where I get all my Slurpees.
Nope, never been.
No, neither have I.
No, I'd say I had a weak week.
Really?
No, I didn't do shit. So this weekend, we stayed at home. We decided to go to the casino Friday night. We went to dinner and got... pretty just, so we'll say, shit face off of Red Bull vodkas at the casino.
Yeah.
And
did you win?
Define win.
Did you break even or come out on top?
Did we go home with money?
Yes.
No.
Oh.
Did you go to the Wynn Casino in Las Vegas?
No.
Because that seems That's like that would be something to mention. You can't really you say you didn't do anything this week and wound up in Vegas.
No. 20 minutes down the road.
Uh-huh.
No. Went and played a lot of craps, a lot of roulette. And, yeah. I mean, we won. We were there for 4, 5, 6 hours or something. But then...
Did you go to the Star or the Wind one?
Star's the big one.
Star's the big one, outside of Mulvane.
Yep, that's where we went.
Okay. Because apparently there's now another casino that was just recently built in Park City.
Yeah. It's pretty tiny. It's the size of your house. Okay. Yeah. It's not far from work.
I don't think it... it doesn't have a hotel or anything.
It's just a casino?
Yeah, it's just like trailer houses.
And from what I understand, it's a... I don't know if that's just the temporary facility while they build the permanent or if they're just going to be trailer trash, but...
There's a lot of those.
It's from what I understand, it's like a craps table, a roulette table, two blackjack tables, and some slot machines from like 1972.
That's awesome.
Which, yeah, by the way, I don't know how long it's been since you've been to a casino, Scotty, or if ever. I don't really care.
thanks.
Clayton, have you noticed that with slot machines, that seems to be where the... like the cutting edge of video technology
starts to be. Yeah. They got better graphics than my phone.
They do. It's weird. It's like coming in 4D, fucking 4K, all that shit just right in your face.
Yeah. Yep.
Telling me you lost.
Yeah.
Which I honestly, the house controls those things.
Yeah.
Oh, 100%.
That's, you might as well just walk in and go, did I win?
Right.
No, give me your money.
Pick a card.
Yeah. No, you don't even have those kind of chances. What number am I thinking of? That's
about the same.
Yeah.
This is a Vegas vacation casino.
That's
it is.
Basically what a slot machine is. Yeah. It's like, you know how in like cereal boxes and shit, whenever they'd have a contest.
Oh. Yeah.
And it said no purchase necessary. That means you can write in and ask for a game piece. And I bet you if you scratch it off, you lost. Yeah, I guarantee you nobody ever won the grand prize without purchasing the product.
That's true. But did you ever watch that whole thing about the McDonald's Monopoly game?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, God.
Oh, yeah, the inside guy?
Yeah.
Yep.
The fucking Columbo crime family was behind it.
Mm-hmm. Those fuckers. But
spoiler alert.
Yeah.
I wish my family was cool.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So you went to the casino. Did you stay there or did
No. Yeah, well, we drove home. We were hungover for two fucking days because we're old and worthless now. So
hangovers last so much longer.
So much longer.
You should have called me. I only live 10 minutes from there. I could have told you can't stay at my place.
Well, I did call. You didn't answer.
You got me listed wrong on the phone.
Oh,
that's because I gave you the wrong number. I gave you a bunk call. Number.
No, I stepped outside the fucking casino and yelled for you.
No, I'm not that close. You're
I thought you might just know I was
there. It's not a 10-minute walk. Nah. It's a drive. Yeah. It's probably 20 minutes by bicycle.
I
was all hopped
up on Red Bull. I would have made it.
28 minutes by unicycle.
Yeah. That's impressive. Unicycle time.
Especially if you fall off of them like I do.
Yeah. Guinness World Record. Your house to the casino.
Oh, that's nowhere near Guinness World Record. Oh. Dan Cummins is a great bit about the world's longest unicycle ride. I won't go into it now.
Anyways, my week was it wasn't as good as yours.
No?
No, you at least had entertainment. I did the same thing, though, as far as drink way too much and make bad decisions and embarrass yourself. But I do that sometimes. I did do something, though, that it really... I don't even know. I was so fucking shocked. I watched an interview of Joe Rogan in Yeonmi Park. She is an escapee from North Korea.
Mm-hmm.
And it's a 3-hour long conversation of Joe Rogan asking her a question. She gives a fucking horrendous story of an answer. And Joe Rogan legitimately is speechless, and you can just hear him sigh. Just
why would he? Why would they ever escape from there? They're going to destroy us. Why would you come here? They're the mightiest, most powerful, best country in the world. That's what their leader says.
I know.
It's got to be true.
Oh, my God.
Asians wouldn't lie.
I like their haircuts.
Especially his.
It was crazy.
He seems like an all right guy. Dennis Rodman really...
had a good time with it. Yeah. Yeah. No, it's, my God, that's an awful country. But yeah, that's pretty much my week. Whatever Jeremy had the week before, I think he may have gave it to me because I was sick for 3 days and it was awful. So yeah, that was my week. Jeremy?
Glad I wasn't here.
Yeah.
Let's see. I went and saw a movie on Friday.
Uh-oh.
I saw The Eternals. Now, Scotty, I know you hate Marvel movies. Are you?
We want to watch it this week, so don't spoil it, but... Well, go to IMAX or don't go to IMAX?
Oh, visually, yeah, it's spectacular. I would definitely go to IMAX for that. From the storyline, though, very convoluted, very takes forever to get anywhere.
Very Marvel-ish.
No.
Oh, so it's a Marvel.
Yeah, it is a Marvel.
What a wonder.
Uh-huh. Did you not know that?
Oh, not like no.
Oh.
Wrong kind of Marvel.
That's a weird way to give a definitive answer. Listen,
it's so... Marvel like a wonder.
Not at all. Here's the thing, and I've noticed that I have had a string of movies I didn't care for lately, and I think I've put my finger on why. The Warren Theater here in town, I'm not shitting you. Take your time getting there. 35 minutes of trailers and commercials. Now they go by the Regal Theater now.
Yeah.
It's still the Warren, but they're owned by Regal. About 10 minutes of it was commercials for the Regal, which I don't get at all. Who are you advertising to? Obviously, we're all on board with this fucking place. We know about it. We didn't get here by accident. Hobos don't just walk into a fucking theater on accident and be like, Jesus, thought this was my room. No, we all know about the fucking Regal Theater and that they have popcorn. It's all you can smell. That's it. Why would I need a gift card? I'm here. It's just fucking stupid.
Gift cards are stupid. Just get regular money.
Yeah. Give me cash.
There you go.
Let's see. I don't want to brag here, but I got a zero clearance throat plate for my table saw.
Oh.
Yeah.
I did not know a throat plate was... I thought it was something totally different.
If you don't think that I put a fucking splitter on that, Scotty, you're wrong.
Oh, okay.
Oh, I put one on it right away.
Oh.
Nobody knows what the fuck I'm talking about. No. I like it that way. Let's see. What else did I do?
Did you mow the yard?
I didn't. Oh. I need to. I got one more. I keep thinking... The last one was the last time, and then my fucking neighbors will mow, and it's just a little shorter than mine, so now I got to fucking mow.
I mowed last night.
My lawn's looking good.
Look, well, you got that fancy fucking lawnmower.
I don't use that in the front. I use it won't get into tight spaces and stuff.
I got a riding lawnmower that's really awesome, but I only use it in the back.
Have you seen the size of my backyard?
Yes.
I'm talking about my ass, Scotty.
I was wondering. That's what...
I got a badonka donk.
Double.
Gross.
But no, other than that, God. Oh, I watched season 5 of Big Mouth.
Mm.
Love Big Mouth.
I haven't started it yet.
Let me tell you what happens.
All right, that's fine. But you can spoil that one. Yeah, that one's easy.
The storyline of that is not the good part of that fucking show. By the way, if nobody has watched that, it's Nick Kroll's invention. It's got him and John Mulaney and basically every funny person you ever fucking heard of makes an appearance at some point in that series. And it is fucking hilarious.
It is fucking crude.
And it is just wonderful.
Yes. Do not watch it with your teenage kids.
No. It's a cartoon.
because it is about hormones.
It sure is. I mean,
but it is fucking crude.
I love it. Anyhow, other than that, Scotty, I wanted to take this opportunity to invite all of our listeners to suck my balls.
Okay.
And I don't mean that in like an insulting or condescending way.
Uh-huh.
I mean because I want them to feel how smooth they are. And you know why, Scotty?
Why is that?
Because of Manscaped's Lawnmower 4.0. That's why.
4.0.
Oh, man.
I just used it yesterday.
Did you?
I did.
In the dark?
Did you make a Christmas
tree? It's never dark with that fucking light. I have the Lawnmower 3.0. I should... And, I had to wear my fucking Oakleys because of how bright the light is. There is no such thing as a dark room with a Lawnmower 3.0. 4.0, you can set the mood.
Yeah.
You can make it romantic.
That's right.
Dim that motherfucker.
Put a filter
on. I don't know if you can turn it completely off.
I don't know if you would want to. That's kind of risky.
You don't know what I want to do, Scotty.
Let's
get that fucking
a little bit of
clear
fun.
Right now.
Yeah, because, I mean, it could be an adventure if you turn it off and completely...
It sure could.
You don't know exactly where you're going.
It's like riding cruise. Space Mountain. You don't know what's going to happen, but you're going to be safe.
Okay.
Because they have designed this thing to not be painful.
That's true. That is 100% true. I recently used mine, too, as well, and I'm still squeaky clean down there.
Are you?
Oh, yeah, man.
I'll take your word for it.
Yeah, I can show you later.
Well... You're also invited to suck my balls, Scotty. And I do mean that in an insulting and condescending way.
Well, that's great.
But they got all kinds of good shit over there.
They do. They have the my favorite product, the Weed Whacker, the one that gets all the nose hairs out. Mm-hmm. That's the most annoying fucking thing.
Mm-mm. Second. First is Scotty Gurman.
Okay, fair enough. But the second most annoying thing in the world is getting nose hairs and getting them like poking at you, and you're always like scratching at your nose.
I don't know. You ever been stabbed with a pitchfork? That gets on your nerves. That's pretty annoying.
I have to say, minor inconveniences, right?
Mm-hmm.
That's
the most major of minor inconveniences.
Okay, yeah. we'll go with that. But they have the weed whacker for that. They have other products like the shears that come in the manicure kit that Jeremy loves so much.
I do love them. They are by far the best nail clippers I've ever owned.
Damn it. I ran out of my cologne like 2 days ago.
Oh, you're using too much.
Oh, no.
You stink bad if you got to use that much.
Refined cologne, which is excellent. So now it's I get so another refined. Fucking bottle. Because it smells so good.
Sponsored by Pennzoil?
No, sponsored by Manscaped.
Oh,
Jeremy.
Okay.
But last but not least, they have the toner for down there, making your balls.
For your printer?
No, for your balls.
Oh,
balls. Well, it is kind of.
I have a printer in my balls.
Yeah. Isn't that like a 3D printer?
Kind of. What I like to do is I get an ink pad and I'll put my balls on it, and then I'll go up to paper and just
stamp pad.
That's how I roll.
That's how Jeremy signs autographs, folks.
Approved.
Nuts.
Yeah, and then as well, the deodorant. That is a lifesaver, especially now. I found this out. So I'm one of those people that really struggles sleeping, monitoring my body temperature. Like, you put the blanket over yourself and you're way too fucking hot, and so you had to take it off, and then all the sweat that you've had from covering yourself, that blanket is now freezing fucking cold. Well, your balls are a part of that area that sweats, and there is nothing like waking up in the morning after sweating all night long and your balls just smell phenomenally good.
Yeah. I don't really have that problem. I have heightened senses like Daredevil, so I have to sleep in a quiet chamber full of water.
Oh, yeah?
Like a sensory deprivation chamber, no. Yeah. So I'm always pretty fair temperature.
Oh, good for you.
Thanks. Thanks, Scotty.
Thank you so much to our sponsor, Manscaped.com. Go check them out. They treat us very well and don't seem to care that we don't read the actual commercial.
Because, no.
You know.
But if you use the promo code SIDELINE,
yeah.
You get 20% off and free shipping.
And that helps us out. So we really appreciate that, guys. Go check them out at Manscaped.com.
And don't forget to come suck my balls. Feel free to wipe the ink off first.
All right. Well, moving on, we got college basketball that kicks off as we're recording this episode.
We just saw Ohio State barely eke one out against Akron.
Yeah.
They were losing until there was 3 seconds left.
I already know what's going to happen. I'm predicting it right now because I'm not lucky. But KU is going to beat Michigan State.
Probably. They should.
Motherfucker. Fuck the Jayhawks.
I agree.
But yeah, so they have, it's the Champions Classic, which I like that they do this every year. This is actually a really cool idea. It's always the same four teams. It's always Michigan State, KU, and then Duke and Kentucky always play in this one, like, Final Four tournament that starts off the year. I think they do a better job of doing something like this to where you're not watching shit basketball games on right when the season starts, as opposed to college football where you watch Alabama absolutely shellack the shit out of Appalachia State.
I think they should invite one shit team who has to play all four of these elites. I would love to see, you know, just like
Wichita State.
No,
oh.
No.
Even worse?
Oh, yeah. Oh, okay. Yeah, I want to see like Providence.
They're good.
Okay.
No.
Princeton.
Oh, there you go. Now you're getting better.
I want to see Princeton. One of the Ivy League schools come in, and they have to do this fucking, you know, ring of fire. Fucking just have to walk through the four toughest teams in the country.
I would hate to watch that. But so anyways, yeah, college basketball getting kicked off. I'm always excited about that. Go Shocks.
But if you lose to one of them, because it is like a ring of fire type thing,
oh, yeah.
If one of the teams loses...
Mm-hmm.
To whatever shit team they bring in,
yeah,
they all have to be set on fire.
I was going to say something much nicer. I was going to say automatically disqualified from making the NCAA tournament.
No, killed by fire.
Okay, all right.
Not just set on fire, because that can be put out.
And that
you have to be burned to death.
And that disaster could be sponsored by Legos.
It sure could.
So, anyways,
if it ever happened,
right?
So, come on, NCAA, you're fucking corrupt. Make it happen.
Last time when we were recording the episode, we were watching Game 6 of the World Series, and the Braves took it home, baby.
That they did.
Fuck you, you Astro fans. Nah, not the fans. Fans, I can't be mad at. But the Astros.
I can be upset at them for defending them.
Not all of them are. Some of them do.
I know.
Do.
The
some,
ones who don't are cool.
Yeah.
The ones who do, but, suck my dick.
But Jose Altuve, you can suck it.
Mm-hmm.
Big one. I was so happy to see that. I saw a whole bunch of memes that showed like the World Series champs for the last like 20 years, and it still has an A for the year that the Asterisks did.
Oh, 95? 96? 95.
No, Astros still haven't won a World Series.
Oh, I thought you were talking about the strike year.
No.
Okay, gotcha.
But anyways, the cool thing that I did see, they obviously, every championship team, whatever sport it is, always has a parade.
Mm-hmm.
Right. So they do, and they're starting to do this double decker bus thing that they drive down the middle of the most busiest street, and they cut it off and have a big, huge parade.
Mm-hmm.
And the Braves double decker bus, they did everything right. They lined the sides of the streets downtown Atlanta, and this double decker bus driver was fucking cruising. Mm-hmm. He had to be going 45 miles an hour down this street, and it was just like, wait a minute, this is kind of supposed to be a parade.
This is how a parade should be. Yeah, let's be go nice. In and out. We get it. Marching band.
Put
yeah.
The pedal fucking to the great. Metal.
Nobody actually wants to be here. We all want to dissipate, but yet every one of us wants to be able to say, yeah, we were at the fucking parade. No, but this is stupid. Get on with it. Yeah.
Oh,
way to
God.
Go, Braves. You did something else right. I don't care for the double-decker bus idea, though.
Why?
Those are all over London, and that makes it too close to soccer.
Okay. I guess I'll go with you on that. I don't know. I think it's kind of a cool idea, them standing at top and throwing T-shirts and shit out to people. But not this fucking time. They were going too fast.
This may sound weird, but I would like to see them ride a double-decker taco.
Okay.
I would love to see that. Ride it like hobby horse style.
Okay.
They got to put it between their legs taco. And yeah. March down the street.
Saddle it down. Okay. Mm-hmm. I'd be in with that.
It's a fun date night.
So the end of baseball season, just would like
and
to
then
point
they auction
out,
off the double-decker tacos.
Okay. Just would like to point out, congratulations to the Atlanta Braves. However, I'm really proud of my St. Louis Cardinals. They got five Gold Glove Awards.
They did. Isn't that the most in history by one
yes,
team?
Yes, yeah. I did. It was pretty awesome, so proud of them. And one of them was not Yadier Molina.
Well, yeah, he's 54 years old.
He's still the best catcher in fucking
no,
league.
No, he's not.
Oh, yes, he
no,
is.
He's not.
Uh-huh. But anyways, moving on to the fun stuff, we had the craziest fucking week in NFL football history, in my opinion.
Yeah.
This was ridiculous.
It seemed like everything you thought could happen didn't.
Correct. Cleveland smashes Cincinnati. So Cincinnati legitimately went from the number one ranked team out of the AFC to now at the bottom of their division and not making the playoffs if the playoffs started today. Mm-hmm. In the matter of, I believe, was it 1 week or two? I think it may have been, I think it's two.
Yeah, they came out strong, and they were setting the fucking pace, and then
pick
like
six.
In the within the 10-yard line, yeah, through a pick six, mm-hmm. and that just set the pace for the whole fucking game.
Yep.
Cleveland just ran right over their asses, which, you know, it's weird. They're in the AFC North, correct? Both these teams are?
Yeah.
And both out of Ohio, which was a Confederate state.
Oh.
So shouldn't they be in the South?
Yeah.
It's going to rise again, you know.
Yeah.
Okay.
Not too much of an upset. Atlanta beats the New Orleans Saints. Trevor Siemian ends up starting for the Saints. I like that start a lot more than Taysom Hill.
Okay.
He's more of a stereotypical quarterback. But, yeah, Falcons beat the Saints. But the Giants beating the Raiders.
Yeah.
I don't see that coming either.
They've got a solid defense.
They have an okay defense.
For an NFC East team, they've got a pretty good defense.
Yeah, but
compared to what they've been, yeah, I guess.
But if you're out of the AFC West, 90% of those teams are solid offense team. Well, sort of.
I think we're going to slowly see the decline of the Raiders. I think they had that surge wanting to rally, but all the shit going on with John Gruden
and Henry
and the
Ruggs.
Turmoil and yeah, Ruggs now. I think we're going to see that team kind of slowly slip into madness.
Oh, that sucks.
Yeah.
We did talk about rugs last week, didn't we?
A little bit.
A little bit?
Some more information has come out because, you know, cars are all computerized now. Mm-hmm. And they keep track of the shit that you do. And I believe just a few seconds before the wreck, Ruggs was going 156 miles an hour in Jesus his Corvette.
Fucking
he Christ. Was going 120 some at the time of the actual collision, which tells me that it wasn't so much the alcohol as much as he's a fucking asshole.
Yeah.
I mean, you cannot expect to control a vehicle in and out of traffic that's going at regular speed. I mean, you're going to kill somebody.
Yep, you will.
And I know because all through my teenage years, I was that asshole.
Here's my favorite one of the week. The Denver Broncos beat the Dallas Cowboys, baby.
Yeah. They didn't beat them. They beat the shit
out of them. They beat the fuck out of them.
And this was probably my most unexpected. They shut them out.
Yeah, they did up until 3 minutes left to go in the fourth quarter.
One of the top fucking offenses in all of the NFL.
Quote, unquote. But we talk about this every year.
By the numbers, they had been.
But we talk about this every year. Yes, they played the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. Well, it turns out the Tampa Bay Buccaneers are not the number one defense against quarterbacks and wide receivers. They actually are very easily thrown upon. They have a good rushing defense.
Yeah, but they are the number one defense against skateboards.
Yes, they
are.
And
chicken coops. Yes. Or at least they're tied for number one.
Okay. Well, I give you that then. But mm-hmm. at the same time, they played them very close and got beat. And then since then, they really haven't played a lot of good teams.
Minnesota was an okay team.
It's an okay team.
But they did it with a backup quarterback.
Yes.
Let's see. They beat somebody else fairly impressively.
I can't remember.
Oh, San Diego.
Didn't they?
Yeah.
Oh.
Or L.A. Chargers.
Okay.
They beat them.
That's fair enough.
So, I mean, and I don't think that this is going to be the end of them. I hope it is. But it probably won't be. I think it was just kind of a fluke week.
They have a tendency to shoot themselves in the foot every mm-hmm. single year. And we've been saying it's like you have the most talented team in the NFL, mm-hmm. and yet you tend to fuck it up every single year. Mm-hmm. And I love it when you do that. By the way,
me?
No. The Cowboys. Oh. I love it.
I didn't realize we had a direct connection to the Cowboys.
Yes, 100%. You are correct. They beat the Chargers, they beat the Eagles, they beat the Panthers, the Giants, and they beat the Patriots in overtime, the Vikings, and then lost to the Broncos. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, there we go. Next one, the Titans beating the Los Angeles Rams.
I would like to encourage everyone to go back and listen to last week's show as I proclaimed that the Titans have a very good defense. And Scotty said, no, they don't.
No, they don't.
And without Derrick Henry, they are no good. They have a shit defense. And I said, no, they have a very good defense. I insisted that they did. And Scotty insisted that they didn't. And I just want everyone to acknowledge that I was right and Scotty was wrong. And Scotty should maybe consider leaving the show.
Yeah, they, again, did the same thing. They kicked the crap out of them, too.
Mm-hmm.
So that's kind of reaffirming their position as the number one ranked team in the NFL, at least the AFC.
Now, that being said, I have both of these teams' defenses on my fantasy team, and I picked the wrong one.
Did you?
Oh, yes, I did.
Oh, man.
I went with the Rams because on paper it seemed to make sense.
Not so much.
Mm-mm.
No. So there's that one, but the story of the fucking week, the Jacksonville Jaguars beat the Buffalo Bills.
Yeah, 9-6.
Whoa. Woo! What a barn burner.
I think the big story of this was how Josh Allen kicked Josh Allen's ass.
He sure did.
Picked him off twice, I think.
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah.
So there is that rumor, and we kind of talked about it last week, the cover two shell
mm-hmm.
is how you are playing defense against these high-powered offenses.
That's not how I'm playing it.
No?
Not me.
No, you're playing man.
That's how these teams are doing it and seem to be successful. There's a reason I'm not an NFL team, Scotty.
Yeah.
Mostly not enough players.
Right. But you have the Chiefs, who barely ended up beating the Green Bay Packers mm-hmm. with a backup quarterback, and they're kind of doing the same thing. All these high-powered offenses, they're playing this
yeah.
this zone with a with a shell, and it's giving him problems.
Mm-hmm. If you don't have a outstanding offensive line that can give your quarterback time to pick those zones apart,
you're going to struggle.
You're going to struggle.
Yeah. So kudos to them. Go Jacksonville, baby. That's pretty crazy. So, yeah, there's my rundown as far as that goes. In other news, Cooper Kupp is the first wide receiver or player since Jerry Rice with 1,000 receiving yards and 10 receiving touchdowns in the first 9 games of the season.
I would put them two in the same category for sure. Yeah, those are the top two to ever do it, in my opinion. Jerry Rice, right behind him, Cooper Kupp.
Well, you know, it's kind of impressive.
It is impressive.
Does he fall off? Does he continue?
Well, I think he's going to start getting double covered for sure.
That's what they said 2 weeks ago. He's got 2 touchdowns, I think, 4 times this season in game.
That makes
in
8. One game. That only makes 8 touchdowns.
Yeah, and then he's caught one and another. So
he caught 2 touchdowns twice in 1 game.
Yeah.
That was pretty fucking amazing.
Very good. Let's see. I saw this. Jordan Love was the starting quarterback for the Green Bay Packers this week at Arrowhead because of Aaron Rodgers having COVID.
And boy, they looked happy up there.
They really did. If you did not see the video of them, they were in the very top, tippy top row.
I've sat in that row before.
First start as an NFL quarterback, and you get your family to come. I guess his mom hasn't missed a game since his first red shirt year of college. And
yeah, that really shows you what kind of pull he's got. Couldn't get you a box, Mom. I know I'm the starting quarterback for the Green Bay Packers, but no, I can't get you a luxury box.
Yeah, so hope they enjoyed their time up there, you know, Chiefs fans.
I don't. Even if you are the mother of somebody on the field with that fucking game,
mm-hmm.
that was the most, well, next to maybe this fucking 9-6 game, the most lackluster, boring fucking game.
Yeah.
And the Chiefs are so goddamn lucky that Aaron Rodgers didn't play.
Yeah, we'll talk about that here in a second.
No, in a 6.
6, okay. Browns release Odell Beckham Jr., and if he clears waivers, he will be a free agent to sign anywhere. He says he wants to go to a team with a good quarterback that's going to get him the ball.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, I think he there's some talk about Seattle taking him, which I don't necessarily think that's a good spot for him. DK Metcalf, Tyler Lockett, and now OBJ.
Yeah, he's got a fucking complex where he has to be the guy.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think he's willing to play second fiddle to anybody.
I agree.
He would be the third guy in that. Now, that would make them a very potent offense.
Mm-hmm.
But he cannot get it through his head that he is not the same player he was 5 years ago.
I agree. I think if you really want to send him to a team, as far as his talent goes, I think Cincinnati would be a good spot because now they have only Jamar Chase that Burrow's throwing to a good,
yeah.
Another wide out. I mean, they have T Higgins as well, but you know, what do you think, Fred?
I think that
time's wasted here, Fred.
That's all. Sorry. We're getting out of the sports. I'm rushing through it.
No, you guys do you. It's your show.
Let's see.
It's my show.
It is. Oh, it's touche. Jeremy's show. Last thing before we get to real shit or horse shit, officials in the Bears and Steelers game were pretty fucking awful.
Are you asking if that's real shit or horse shit?
No.
Oh, I thought they were great. I thought they really put on a nice show.
No, I'm just telling the truth and how it was.
Yeah, the referees have got to figure out that they are not the source of entertainment.
Mm-hmm.
They are there to kind of call it as it is. And that being said, the NFL rules officials or the rules committee or whatever needs to lighten the fuck up.
I agree.
I think these referees are doing like they're told. But the problem is, with me anyway, they're not being consistent.
Yeah.
Especially with pass interference calls. They'll have somebody who kind of scrapes a receiver and they'll throw the flag on that. And the next play, you can have the fucking defender riding on his back,
yep.
And they won't call it.
The roughing the passer penalties that were missed on Justin Fields and given to Aaron, or not Aaron, was it? No, sorry, who am I thinking of?
Ben Roethlisberger?
Ben Roethlisberger, Jesus.
Yeah.
The roughing the passers that Big Ben got and I think Fields got hit harder on several occasions and didn't. And it was, right. I think it was at least two times that there should have been roughing the passer penalties. It was kind of a, you kind of knew who the referees were out for in that game just by watching it.
Now, that being said, the Bears played incredibly undisciplined football. There were a lot of penalties that they were their own worst enemy on.
I can't remember if they said 12 at 115 yards of total penalized yards, if I remember correctly.
But so many of them were lined up offside.
Yeah, there were two in a row.
And there's some of them that didn't get called where they were lined up offside.
Didn't see those, but the ones that did get called back-to-back.
On the same fucking guy.
Same guy, and he's a vet.
Yeah.
You know? It's like, what the fuck? You're shooting your own self in the foot.
I think he got three different lined up offside. And it's not like they're trying to anticipate the snap and jumping offsides. He lined up in the wrong fucking place.
Right.
But, no, the big one that I think I know where you're going with the taunting.
That is actually the very first real shit or horse shit.
Oh, okay.
You know?
Well, then let's just go right into it.
Taunting should be should not be a penalty in the NFL.
It's got to be very blatant. That's they're being way too picky. Last night, he didn't get in anybody's face. He didn't. Now, that being said, he needs to remember his fucking place. Yes, he made a good play. It was a busted play that he found himself fortunate enough to be in a position to sack the quarterback. It's not like he just had this incredible pass rush. And then he stares down Pittsburgh's fucking entire sideline. Fucking take what you got and get back. You're going to be on the fucking practice squad next week, dickhead. Quit doing your karate kicks and shit. But at the same time, you know, these guys are fucking pumped up.
Yeah.
They've worked their whole lives to get here. And when they do something good, they want to celebrate it. And they're confusing celebrating with taunting.
I agree.
Yeah, I was going to say, you can
have some fucking fun.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. You can have a point on this one.
No, and I totally agree. It's got to be blatant. It's got to be a fucking middle finger to him or something.
I'm trying to entice a fight.
Exactly. The rest of it is getting into an opponent's head.
Mm-hmm.
You know, not verbally assaulting them, giving them signs like, come on, bring it on. You know, getting in their head is a defensive strategy.
Yeah.
And it needs to be allowed, you know, up to a point. But before that point, it's up to the coach and the owner to punish that player if they believe it's gone too far for that team.
That's it. I'm kind of on my own island then. I think this is real shit. I think taunting should not be a penalty at all. On a lot of the lines of what you guys said, I think there is taunting and then there is unsportsmanlike conduct. That's another penalty. Taunting is very specific to trying to, you know, basically stare down or intimidate an opponent after you sack them. Well, they're already getting sacks and doing fucking dances. There's touchdown celebrations and shit like that. They're taking away the fun out of the NFL.
The showmanship.
Mm-hmm. The showmanship. Exactly. So in my example for this is actually in a completely different sport. Baseball, it was an unwritten rule to do a bat flip at one point in time after hitting a bomb off of a pitcher. And then I can't remember his name, in Toronto, in a playoff game, hits a bomb and then fucking flings that goddamn thing. And all of a sudden, all of these guys are doing
I thought you said backflip.
No, bat flip. Yeah, it was Batista.
Batista
that did it.
It was in the postseason.
Yes. And then ever since, that is kind of the culture of baseball it's moving towards, and it's getting more popular because these guys have pizzazz and entertainment factors, and that is that is actually what's taking away from the sport of football, is not letting these guys put on a show. They are entertainers.
Well, like with the Batista thing, I don't think that was even like trying to entertain or put on a show. That was, I've worked my whole fucking life to get here, and this is the biggest moment of my fucking life, and I'm going to fucking embrace it.
Yeah.
And he celebrate. I mean, as long as it's not celebratory. Now, when you're, you know, intentionally pointing at the fucking pitcher and rubbing his fucking face in it, because that guy, he doesn't need that. You fucking proved your point by knocking it a fucking mile out of the park.
Yeah, but even if he does that, he didn't get thrown out of the game.
No, he doesn't. But, I mean, that is something that could potentially start a fucking brawl. Whereas if you're just celebrating the good thing you did, that shouldn't be a penalty. But it's when you're trying to taunt and or like goad on a fight.
I agree
that,
with you.
That is,
and that's unsportsmanlike right, conduct.
But they're, yeah, the celebration part of it, I don't mind at all.
And this kid.
Now there is one thing that does get on my fucking nerves,
which is,
and one of the biggest fucking guys who does this is Tyrann Mathieu. He'll okay. like fucking lay the lumber on somebody late in the game, knock him down, get, and he'll get up and just like fucking flex and shit. And it's like, they just torched your secondary for 450 yards. You should be ashamed of yourself that just now you finally did something good. Well, and he still caught the fucking pass, you dipshit. That's not the point of the fucking game to hit him hard. It's your fucking job to keep him from catching the ball.
Yeah, and on top of it, this kid, I guess, it just got called up from the practice squad.
Yeah.
That made the yes. sack. So
that's why I'm saying you need to remember your place, dude. You got lucky. It's great that you want to celebrate this.
Yeah.
And he fucking shoulder bumped the ref.
The guy was already pulling the flag.
Yeah, out. He was.
So it was coming regardless of
accident. But that's the ref who had made some pretty awful calls correct. Already through the game.
The whole point of it is, though, I think we can all agree in some manner that this either needs to be completely taken out as taunting or at least let the players do their thing and until it gets ridiculous, then maybe throw a flag. But
there comes a point to me when it's obvious whether it's celebratory or taunting.
Right.
And that... They need to define that a lot closer.
Yeah. All right. Next one. Real shit or horse shit. The Carolina Panthers should not start Sam Darnold another game this season.
Who else they got?
You or me, Jeremy, at this point, could probably go out and be a better quarterback.
Because he had started off doing okay.
Yeah. Yeah. And then he Sam Darnold himself. I think this is real shit. I think you even go after a retired quarterback at this point. Go after Cam Newton. Get him back into Carolina.
Well, I mean, if you're not going to do anything with him and your season's not going anywhere.
That's the thing. They kind of do still have a snowball's chance in hell. Yeah.
Okay.
Because they have a decent defense. The whole problem is Darnold. I kind of feel bad for making so much fun of who's Adam Gase? In New York, because now he's on another team that's doing decent,
mm-hmm.
and we made so much fun of him for feeling so bad for Darnold, but Darnold has been awful the last three games in a row. He threw three picks the other day.
Yeah, I mean, and it's you might want to go with whoever your backup is, at least for a game.
I think
see
it
how that goes.
I think it happens. I'm not sure who the backup quarterback is, but I think he gets started this week.
Well,
I really do.
How about you? We wish him luck as we do all backup quarterbacks.
That's right. How about you, Fred?
You know, I think this falls in the don't give a shit category, so that's where I'm going to leave it.
All right.
I think they should hire Fred.
Right.
I can probably throw a ball.
Yeah.
Hey, Fred, can you accurately throw a football?
Probably.
Probably.
I mean, it sounds like that's what he's doing.
I never really have, but yeah, probably. I mean,
that's what he's not doing. Next one, we kind of touched on this already. Real shit or horse shit, the Chiefs would have definitely lost if Aaron Rodgers played last Sunday.
The little I know about sports, this is real shit.
Yeah,
they would have fucking lost.
This is real shit.
This is definitely real shit.
Chiefs are in trouble.
Very much so. Mm-hmm. It's not that Jordan Love or the Aaron Rodgers has any physical properties that would make him so much better, but what Aaron Rodgers gives you is his experience and his ability to read the defense mm-hmm. and to audible at the line, because the Chiefs defense is a leaky fucking sieve
mm-hmm.
that can't get anything together. They suck.
Yeah, they're definitely not good.
And yeah, the Packers would have absolutely shredded them. They didn't score a fucking point in the second half.
Mm-hmm.
The Packers would have destroyed them with Aaron Rodgers.
I agree. 100%. That's some real shit. Let's see. This is a controversial subject. Rex Ryan came out and quoted and said this: Mike McCarthy's decision to leave Dak Prescott in the game after being down by 30 with 3 minutes and 15 seconds left was absolutely stupid as hell. This is real shit. This is very much real shit. I completely understand him being the starting quarterback in the fourth quarter. But after you're down 30 points with 3 minutes left to go in the game, he's your franchise quarterback. You don't want him to get hurt. You're not going to win the game. Wave the white flag. Move on to the next game. Put in your backup. He did okay already this season.
Mm-hmm.
But we've talked about this with other players and other quarterbacks. Like right now, Kyler Murray is not playing the next, you know, he didn't play last week and he's not going to play this week probably because that's their franchise quarterback and they don't want him to re-injure, especially in the position that they are to make the playoffs.
Yeah.
So I'm on Rex Ryan's side with this. That is real shit. You protect your franchise quarterback. The other thing, Mike McCarthy is an awful coach and we're seeing it with the Dallas Cowboys.
Yeah. So, I think there's something to be said for, you know, not wanting him to walk off the field, having lost all his confidence. Like, you want him to try and do something right, just to have something to build off of. But more importantly, yeah, it's important to keep him safe, especially when I don't think he's back at 100% with his, what was it, his calf or whatever it was that was bothering him. But it's one of those deals where, you know, it's like in baseball. Even the best starting pitchers get shelled from time to time.
Yeah, Clayton Kershaw in the playoffs.
When you're down by 10 runs, okay, we lost. Fucking have a seat. Mm-hmm. We'll get him next time.
Yeah, you take an outfielder and let him pitch.
And the thing about football is, I mean, whether you lose by a point or by 50 points, a loss is a loss. Mm-hmm. It's just one fucking loss. So, yeah, when the game is out of hand like that, yeah, you might want to take your star player out of the game.
I agree. Last one, and then we get on to the fun so Fred can participate.
You're good.
Real shit or horse shit? The Cleveland Browns are better without OBJ.
Real shit. While he does have a lot of talent, I think, and can help out whatever team he goes to with his physical abilities, that locker room distraction that he brings, he's bringing a lot of off-the-field bullshit with him, and he is very much a narcissist.
Horseshit, Jeremy.
What did I say?
Bullshit. No, you were using bullshit, but you meant horseshit is what you meant.
It's all the same shit.
I meant real shit.
Yeah, you said real shit, but when you just now said that brings in his bullshit, you meant to say horseshit.
Don't you fucking correct me, you condescending little cocksucker. I will fucking stamp reject it on your forehead with my balls. If I have to.
I know.
That's in fine print.
Son of a bitch! This is my show!
No, I 100%.
And I'm the guest!
Right. This is totally real shit. The Cleveland Browns are better without OBJ because of exactly what Jeremy said. You tarnish or cancer a locker room. It's rough. You can even see the evidence of it with Baker Mayfield and having a bad relationship with him. And
that's the one guy you need to have a great relationship with.
Correct. And you have Baker, you have OBJ's dad like tweeting out shit about that quarterback. I don't know about you, Jeremy, but if I'm the quarterback that has control over whether or not you get the ball or not, that kind of pisses me off, and I really don't want to throw it to you, especially if I have pieces around me that are trying to grow their careers that are actually trying to be much more positive. So with that being said, if you are an NFL team out there that really needs a wide receiver, do you take the opportunity, quote unquote, to get OBJ whenever he clears waivers, if he does?
I wouldn't want him on my team.
I wouldn't want him either. I wouldn't want him either at all, especially if the Seahawks made it sound like, well, we're not telling you if we're going to use our waiver, but we're not telling you we're not. Like, that is specifically a team to where I'm like, yeah, that's going to be a bad thing.
Now, how does this work? If they pick him up off waivers, do they have to pick up what his contract, the remainder of his contract?
Okay. Yeah, but if he clears.
Which I think is a
bad idea. Anyway.
Bad idea, yeah.
Yeah, you want to sign him as a free agent, and he wants to go to a team that is a competitor.
Which is horseshit.
Yes, I agree.
Because, number one, Cleveland is a competitor.
Right now?
Yeah.
Sort of.
And,
I mean, coming off a big win.
I guess when things aren't good, you try to make them better. Not, I want to go someplace that showcases me.
Mm-hmm.
I want it to be about me.
But he's even said like he wants to go to a team that's a competitor, like that's in a good position to make the playoffs.
Mm-hmm.
And so that means good luck finding a team that's going to make you their star. Like the only one I can honestly say would be better than the Bengals would actually be still in the same division, and that would be the Baltimore Ravens because they have Hollywood Brown and Mark Andrews as a tight end.
I think they're going to win that division.
I do too. That is the only one that I can see that meets all of his criteria. Mm-hmm. Because then you have Hollywood Brown going on the long on basically long routes, post routes, and then you have OBJ.
Boy, you want to piss off everybody in Cleveland.
Yeah.
Go to the old Cleveland
go team. Go to the old Cleveland team. There you go. So, anyways, that's
real. Just flood it! That's our rookie of the year.
The Henry Rowan Gardner.
Mm-hmm. Rosenberger.
Yeah.
Funky butt loving himself.
That's right. All right. So, moving on. Now we get to the fun parts. Now we get
to. Keep my mic up here. Is that cool with you guys?
No, because I can't hear you.
That's the best part.
No, Jeremy.
Fair enough.
Jeremy wants to be heard. Okay, now
he
we got.
Have to be. He can go home. He'd be happy to.
Right. Now we got overrated or underrated. Self-explanatory. Do we think random items are overrated or underrated? Somebody says our Q&A for our TikTok channel is up. I still can't see it.
So. I'm just now reading these. I'm pretty sure we've done two of these, but we'll do them again. Why not?
Maybe. Who knows?
I know one of them we have. Possibly. Just last week.
No, we didn't.
Yeah. Go ahead.
Anyway, first one, overrated or underrated, tailgating at football games.
I'm pretty sure we've done this before, but I'm going to say that it's underrated as hell.
Really?
I love tailgating at football games. I love tailgating. I would go tailgate at a football game without having a ticket to the game.
Yeah, some people do that.
Dude, a lot of people do that.
Fucking the smells of a good tailgating parking lot,
yeah.
I love it.
Yeah, but all the people.
You get in your own group.
Oh, okay.
You don't have to. They're not all invited to your little huddle there. Mm-hmm. You get your parking spot and your space around it. Set up your cornhole boards.
Yep. Your tents.
Fucking barbecue.
People with campers
get
are
your,
out there.
Get your hibachi.
Yeah. I'm going to go underrated as well. I agree. And it was a really cool experience the very first time I did it. I was an Oklahoma Sooner fan going to a K-State game at K-State. And I was welcomed with open arms into K-State. Like tailgate
party. Probably not after the game as much, but
no, I think they won actually.
Oh, really?
I think they may have beat us. It was I don't know, it was in Manhattan, but it was a good time. It was overall a good time.
Okay,
how well. About you there, Brady?
Well, you know me, it's just fucking overrated as can be. My only reason is it is a lot of fun. It does smell good. I do go to a lot of K-State games and tailgate, but it's way too much fucking work.
It's like camping without the camping.
Exactly, without the fun. And then you get drunk as fuck in 2 to 3 to 4 hours. Then you got to pack it up and go the fuck somewhere else.
Or you got to go to the game.
Yeah,
same shit. That's what sucks is having to stop drinking and go to the game.
Go to the game.
Especially if you go to a place with a dry stadium at a college.
Yeah.
A dry stadium, that really sucks.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, so I think it's overrated. I'm sure it's different everywhere. I'm sure there's still fun, but... Then all these drunk motherfuckers are in the parking lot still partying, and I'm trying to get out.
Well, you stay. Keep partying. Keep camping.
Some of us have jobs.
I doubt it.
I know. Those motherfuckers stay in the stadium, don't.
I've seen your haircut. There's no way you're employed.
Nah.
That's why I wear a hat.
That's exactly why I wear a
hat.
Comb it over.
Right. Overrated or underrated, women wearing high heels.
Ooh, underrated.
Oh, shucks.
Underrated.
Okay.
Yeah.
So underrated.
Yeah, that's like, and I, out of
is it
every.
Is better when I whisper it to you?
Yeah.
I don't know that it is. I was waiting for you to declare it.
It's underrated, dude.
Yeah, it's underrated. I'm sure it hurts like hell. I could never do it.
But your legs and butt look phenomenal.
Damn.
Yeah. But and I'm, damn. And I'm short. Like my wife is about the same height as me.
Oh, you're not talking cock because you're short there too.
Yeah,
from what I understand.
Right, but I don't even mind her being taller than me when she wears heels because she looks good.
She looks better than you all the time.
Everybody looks better than me. God. Anyway, how about you, Jeremy?
I think it's underrated as well, and I'll tell you why. Ladies, I love watching you stumble. I really do.
That is a good one, too.
There is nothing funnier than a woman who thinks she's very sexy, striding along, and then just, oh, God.
Breaks the heel.
Uh-huh.
Oh, yeah.
Or their leg. Whatever.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You know the worst part about heels?
What?
The men end up carrying them halfway through the night.
Yeah, that's true. It ends up being like not their me. Purse.
I fucking am disgusted by feet. I will not touch someone's shoes.
This is new information.
You didn't know that about me?
No.
Fucking Most people's feet are dirtier than their assholes. That is true.
I don't like feet either, but I carry shoes.
A lot of people spend a lot of time washing their assholes. They don't spend near as much time washing their feet, and the inside of shoes are fucking gross.
You should try ball deodorant for Manscaped on your feet.
You should try shutting the fuck up. That's what you should do. Just mind your own fucking business.
Oh, just saying. All right. So we all agree. Underrated. Next one, overrated or underrated daylight savings time.
This is one that we did last week.
Did we?
Yes, because I declared that a founding father could suck my dick. Ben Franklin, the father, the inventor of daylight savings time, the guy who thought the idea should be
a thing. Damn it, he's right. He's 100% right.
Fuck him, fuck Richard Nixon.
I think it just makes me mad that we need to do it again anyways.
I
want to reiterate that this sucks. This is a shit idea.
As I said last week, I think we should just keep falling back and never spring forward.
Right. I'm sorry. But what do you think, Fred? You're new.
No, I agree. 100%. Stupid. Yeah. Overrated.
Driving home.
I like this time of year better. I like when it gets dark earlier.
You are a fucking demon. The hell is wrong with you?
I hate driving home and it's already dark.
I hate when it's like 7 o'clock at night and still light out, and it's like, this is when nighttime starts. This is still day. When you're somebody who typically goes to bed around 9:30, I don't want it to still be light out.
It's not our fault, you old fuck.
It's that I'm a hard worker and get up early.
Oh, I get up early too.
It's hemorrhoids.
It's hemorrhoids. All right, next one. Overrated or underrated?
That my hemorrhoids have nothing to do with it.
Oh, well.
I mean, I have them. Hey,
we've already moved on from your hemorrhoids.
I'm sorry.
Next one. Overrated or underrated sign language translators?
Underrated, and I'll give you the only reason why. Have you ever seen Nelson Mandela's funeral?
That's exactly what I was going to use.
That man deserves to be put on Mount Rushmore.
Did I just stumbled across this?
He's by far the most famous sign language interpreter of all time. Well, actually, no, he's not. He's not a sign language interpreter. A lot of what he talked about was love and cigarettes, apparently. But he was just throwing them fucking hands around like he was at a fucking, like he's doing the hand jive.
Oh my God, it's overrated for me. If you guys do not know this story, this man somehow made it to one of the most public events of all time, the funeral for Nelson Mandela.
Yes.
There were presidents from other countries that were speaking at this fucking thing. These are like world leaders that are attending this fucking funeral. And this guy, you're watching him, and he kind of looks like he's doing sign language. But if you don't know what sign language is, you just kind of look past it and don't give a shit.
Oh, he was doing sign language. It's been translated by other sign language interpreters. It's just garbage. Like I say, a lot of it about love and cigarettes, smoking. Most of it is smoking.
So actual deaf people got fucking pissed.
I like to think that they thought that's what was being said.
So I think it is so, did I say overrated? I bet, yes, underrated. Mm-hmm. Because of this story alone, this guy, not a sign language translator, makes it to the fucking championship level of sign language translator.
You know what would be really fucked up?
What?
If it turned out that never actually happened. And it was a true Mandela effect.
Oh.
At Mandela's funeral.
We all remember it happening and it never actually happened.
Wow. Anyways, how about you, Fred?
It's underrated. You know, I'm going to have to check that video out you guys are talking about, but I mean,
you ain't doing nothing.
That's true. I just like them at Snoop Dogg concerts and all that shit.
That's the other one.
They go crazy.
They go nuts at rap concerts. I think it's fucking hilarious.
You know, they really got popular when COVID came out.
Really?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Every public official that made any kind of a public announcement had a sign language interpreter, which in this day and age, you don't have closed captioning, motherfuckers. Really? Really?
Yeah.
What is your fucking TV from 1952? You got to let it warm up.
We've already said this on the show before, but maybe they can't read closed captioning. They can only read Braille.
You think deaf people only read Braille, huh?
Good job.
That would be... Well, yeah, they've got bigger problems then. They're fucking retarded.
They're all the same, you know?
How would you have liked to have been that Braille instructor? Being like, you just look at it.
Just look at it.
Read my lips. Double bump. Look.
Oh, that's good shit. No, but all blind people, you said only how many? What's the percentage?
It's like 7% read Braille.
That's fucking crazy. Okay, last one.
The rest of them just stare at books. Yeah. And turn the page every now and then. Right.
Last one. Overrated or underrated Christmas music in November? Brett?
Straight down. Straight fuck down. There's, what, 7 Christmas songs in the entire fucking universe, and we have to hear them on repeat for, what, 8 weeks?
Yeah.
I'm out.
Yeah.
Cancel them.
Yeah, it's overrated. I don't like Christmas commercials in November. We haven't hit Thanksgiving yet. I appreciate those companies that do the holiday commercials sometimes because they kind of package deal Thanksgiving and Christmas and shit like that. Because I'm not one of those guys that's all pissed off about saying Merry Christmas, but I hate the fact that they play Christmas music at my work for 2.5 months. Fuck off.
Mm-hmm.
Overrated.
I hate the fact you have a job.
Thanks.
I would like to see you homeless, to be honest. I'm really working on getting you relocated out of your home and onto the street.
Okay.
I've been telling people in some government agencies some things about you.
Oh.
It is overrated. It is fucking stupid. There is a holiday in between that you're completely fucking ignoring by doing that. It's so disrespectful to Thanksgiving.
Mm-hmm.
Therefore, it's disrespectful to Native Americans, you racist cocksuckers.
Exactly.
But you don't know the obnoxiousness of Christmas music until you spent a week in December at Disneyland. It is blaring over the fucking loudspeakers. And it's that old-timey big band, Bing Crosby and fucking Frank Sinatra and Dean Martin kind of shit. Rat Packy, fucking a lot of horns. It's actually, okay, I take this back. There is one fucking genre of Christmas music that I can stand, and it's that jazzy Charlie Brown Christmas
music. I like
that soundtrack.
I like the Sinatra stuff. I really do like
Sinatra. You're a fucking moron.
Okay.
You already had your turn. Shut the fuck up. I am actually against Christmas music in December. So really? I am against Christmas, which you would never know it by the house I live in, because that has started.
It's in November, man. She's got a lot of stuff to put up.
Yes, she does. She's going to have a lot of shit to put away.
Yeah. How many trees are we at?
Honestly, I've lost count. We've got another 7-footer this year, which brings that total to 5.
Jesus.
We got the 9-footer. Probably a dozen 4-footers, a half dozen 3-footers, and countless many fucking trees. I mean,
Jesus, you got a rainforest.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes. We're like the Rainforest Cafe. Come over, get our shitty ribs.
Right.
Ketchup spaghetti.
Well, that is overrated or underrated. Again, as far as, suggestions for that, I'm kind of sticking to the Instagram stuff right now because they took away our Q&A. And if it's there, I haven't had a chance to figure out how to put it back on. So same thing goes for questions and preguntas, which we take some fan questions. Others, if I can't get any fan questions, then I just try to find some good ones. And so this week we do have a fan question. And this is from @BigTruckShenanigans. Wants to know, what would your CB radial handle be?
Pogo dick.
God, no wonder your wife likes Christmas.
Mm-hmm. Pogo dick, huh?
Pogo dick, yeah.
Okay.
Because I can. I'm like, remember that old DuckTales video game?
Yeah.
Where Scrooge McDuck could hop on his cane?
Yeah.
That's what I'm like running around.
Okay.
Yeah, you know, I see it.
I mean web feet.
I went with Ricky Ricardo 2021.
Really? You put the numbers at the end?
Yeah.
You know, you don't have to do that.
But I did.
Ricky Ricardo,
I'm,
huh?
I'm the 2021 Ricky Ricardo.
Are you?
Yeah. Look just like him.
Little boom, chicka-boom?
Boom, chicka-boom.
Yeah. Okay. That's me. How about you, Fred?
I went with Shitbreak.
Shitbreak?
Shitbreak. Anybody that knows me, I shit about 5 times a day. If I don't, I'm worried. So that's most time where I'm going to be. So Shitbreak.
Yeah, that's I can attest to that as a true statement. Next question. Lines you wouldn't hear in a weight loss commercial.
So many.
Mm-hmm.
I think my first one was, or if you just get off your fat ass, you yeah. too.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mine went, do you want to be skinny? Well, you've got no hope. I just want your money. That's mine.
Yeah.
Okay. Have you tried counting calories, counting carbs? Are you tired of the nonsense? Try ass fucking.
You don't it's think worth a shot. You tried
couldn't,
everything
couldn't
else.
Couldn't hurt.
No, it probably does hurt.
For weight loss.
Oh, for weight yeah, loss.
If
oh,
anything, loss. It might burn some calories.
Exactly.
So, okay, that's true. All right.
The bigger the ass, the bigger the burn.
That's mm-hmm. true. Yeah. Let's see.
That's a good tagline.
That's it is.
It's an okay tagline. I rate taglines for a living. I don't know if you knew that about me.
1 to 10.
I'd give that one a 6.
Okay. Hey, see, that's better than norm.
All right. Next question.
Now, that's a great tagline. Better than norm.
Oh.
Cheers. That's an 8.
Mm. See? I'm good at this.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Oh, I got the shivers. See? That's the piss shivers. I just had them.
You
pissed?
Gotta pee?
No, but I don't pee, but I had the shivers. They're really random. They exist.
Well, shivers exist.
Oh.
The piss had nothing to do with it.
True, but they always happen when you pee.
Well, don't like blame that. The piss. Okay. Now, that's a tagline. Don't blame the piss.
Okay. Yeah, for a urologist?
Uh-huh. All right.
Which I go see on Friday, by the way.
Good job. I'm mm-hmm. proud of you, buddy.
He's gonna retighten your spring pogo dick?
No, I had kidney stones a year ago, and yeah. it's my yearly checkup.
Oh. You gonna wear that toner and deodorant?
I hope there's more.
Huh?
You gonna wear that toner and deodorant? Make him
nope.
You know, prep?
Nope. I'm gonna go a couple days without showering. I'm gonna run a mile.
Okay.
I'd like to see that.
Yeah. He could probably do it.
On the elliptical.
On the elliptical, yeah. Oh, finally, next question. Jeez. Welcome signs for U.S. states if they were truthful. I got mine.
Let's hear it.
Welcome to Massachusetts. Get fucked in traffic.
With your cockies.
Okay.
Yeah.
We need to rate on that one.
They suck.
That's not really a tagline. It's kind of a tagline. I'm going to give that a 2 just because Scotty said it.
Their traffic sucks there.
I've got two.
Well, let's hear them.
Welcome to Montana, where no one can hear you scream. Or welcome to Delaware, you're welcome.
Well, fuck.
You damn right, Delaware.
And mine was just stolen from Wayne's World. Welcome to Delaware. Yeah, Delaware.
I love Delaware.
I hate to call bullshit on this. I hate to be that guy, but it's... Oh, I'm in Dover.
Is it?
That's what it was. That was what the back... Or no, I'm in Delaware.
Oh, I'm in Delaware.
I'm in Delaware, not welcome to
Let's
Delaware.
Let's go to Delaware. Look, I'm in Delaware.
Yeah, imagine being magically whisked away to somewhere like Delaware. Are you sure it wasn't Dover?
It's Delaware.
We're movie
I'll
line...
I'll bet you an oatmeal cream pie.
I can't have those. You cocksucker. Dirty cocksucker.
Fred stumbled into like a giant... Like
24 pack.
During the break, I'm gonna go sneak some into the fucking bathroom. And just sitting in there,
stuff them in your mouth.
Pants around my ankles, jerking it. Shane eating her fucking oatmeal pie. There's no carbs in this.
Anyways,
what a try ass fucking.
Next question: unusual times to use the phrase "ta-da."
Well, I thought when your stepsister's stuck in something.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Stepsister, huh?
Yeah.
Or is something stuck in her?
Ta-da! There you go.
Jesus. Let's see. I think whenever you clear a room with a good fart, I think that's a good one.
Okay.
Ta-da!
That's a good one.
Yeah. How about you, Jeremy?
When you're taking a leak on a living room carpet. And I want to be
with
very...
With the pee shivers?
And I don't get those. I want to be very clear about this. I'm not talking about like when you pull your dick out going, ta-da! Or when you're done, you know, and you see the big puddle going, ta-da, no. While you're peeing, midstream, just make eye contact with somebody, ta-da! And then you got a ways to go because you really had to go because you've been saving it up all day.
Eye contact the whole time you're going too. Absolutely.
I think the dick reveal is a good ta-da too. Just in public.
I know, but that would make sense.
That's just because you want to look at dicks.
No, I would do that. I would go and just like whip my dick out and be like, ta-da!
Right, and that would give somebody a chance to go, what are you doing before I start peeing? Because I'm old and it takes me a little while. I'm going to the urologist. Get off my ass, okay?
Right.
But no, I think whilst in midstream, as though all of this is just a magic trick happening before your eyes, a sleight of hand, maybe do that thumb trick while I'm doing it.
All right, that's good. All right, last question.
What would you give that on a scale, Scotty?
A 5.
All right. Yeah. Then I know it's good because you made it average.
Right. Last question. What? Hold on. Oh, okay. I'm sorry. I was reading that wrong. Want to know what gets rid of a headache? Try blank.
Oh, we went with this one.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh. Where were you at?
I thought we had picked around a different one. I wasn't sure.
Yeah, this one.
Okay.
I got mine.
Go for it.
Decapitation. Gets rid of it real quick.
Yeah, it gives you neck pain.
Yeah. But it's not a headache.
Not a headache, so, though.
Good point.
It transfers it there. So, how about you there, Fred?
You know, I said try not being a cunt.
Yeah. Quit complaining about a headache.
Exactly.
You puss.
Shut the fuck up.
Yeah. That guy that got was in concussion protocol because he had a headache and behind his eyes were hurting. Fuck you, bro.
Yeah. Fucking
suck it up.
Yeah. Get back out there on the field. Your team needs you.
That's right. Hey. How about you, Jeremy?
Excedrin.
Damn.
No, yeah.
Strength.
No, I was strength. Dropping a cinder block on your foot. You barely notice your head is even there at that point.
Yeah.
That really sucks.
Lesson for major pain.
And, yeah. And believe me, for me to come into that, because you know how I feel about feet.
Yeah, yeah.
So that took a lot for me to get into that.
That's true. I'm very impressed. All right. Well, ladies and gentlemen, that was our questions segment for this week. Again, for right now, until I figure out the Q&A link, go to our Instagram, and you can send them in a message that way. Facebook sucks, and so even though it's the same company. All right, but now we get to move on to a very entertaining part of the episode. We get to get on to the draft. Okay, ladies and gentlemen, this is this week's draft. I took last week, but because we have a guest, me and Fred, he gets first pick. Derek won, and Jeremy came in second, but he gets championship picks. I get the middle pick, and Fred gets the first pick. This week's draft.
Because at heart, I am a champion.
You are. I do believe you are.
My friends.
Mm-hmm. This, will you keep on fighting?
Till the end,
man.
Okay. This week's draft is the most iconic Hollywood voices. Okay? So, not their acting, just their voices. All right? Fred, you get first pick, and if you don't pick the 101...
I mean, there's so many, but to pick first...
The first, the best.
I think I have to pick Morgan Freeman.
Oh, really?
I think so.
I think that's the 102.
Well, good. You cannot get it either.
I think the just you can't the even voice. Say it. The voice is James Earl Jones.
Mm-hmm.
That is the 101. He's Mufasa. He's Darth Vader. He's in the freaking
yep.
Field of Dreams.
He's the voice of CNN. Him, this is CNN. This
oh, I didn't know that.
Yeah.
Oh, love it. All right. Jeremy, you get next one.
Well, for me, there's really only one real choice here, and that's, of course, LL Cool J. you know, ladies love Cool J.
Ladies love Cool J.
So, no, I'm going to, since We all seem to be running down this train anyway. I'm going to go Samuel L. Jackson.
Okay. And you get two.
Probably because he maybe was the most impersonated voice in the 80s by comedians, Jack Nicholson.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay. I mean, that's a good one.
You can't handle the truth.
Yeah, that's
motherfucker.
That's a good one.
I wish he would have ended it with motherfucker.
Yeah, I do too. I do too. I'm gonna go a little bit. I don't think he's the best, so I'm gonna go past that. I'm sorry. I'm gonna go Patrick Stewart.
Ooh. Okay.
Yeah. So beam me up, Scotty. But he is known for that voice. It's just kind of soft.
Yes.
So I'm gonna go with that. And Fred, you get two.
Shit.
No.
Oh, he's not on there?
No, he's not.
He's not on that list.
No.
Okay. I think I'm going to do it. I think I'm going to go with Clint Eastwood.
Damn it. That was one I was hoping to come back. That's a good one.
Wait, are you talking that song by the Gorillaz?
That is a good one.
Yeah. Feel good. And it happened. All right.
And I'm going to back him up hard with Sean Connery.
Yeah, that's another good one. Good picking.
Good. Well, thank
picking.
You.
All right. Man. Oh, okay. Okay. All right. I do have a kind of a sleeper that I want to come back to.
Don't do it.
But I think, again, I kind of look at the impersonators doing this guy all the fucking time, and that is Liam Neeson.
I will find you.
I will find you.
And I have a particular set of skills. I have a very specific set of skills. That's one thing. He doesn't look intimidating. Yeah, he's tall. And he's old.
Yeah.
That's it.
And yet, for some reason, he's a complete ass kicker in every movie he's been in since Taken.
Yep. 100%.
I don't get it.
I don't either. Jeremy, you get two.
Well,
please don't take mine.
Oh, I'm gonna take the fuck out of yours.
No, don't take. Please don't.
Let's see here. Take it hard. Take it hard, mother.
Take it.
I am going to go with. I don't see it even on the list here, but I'm gonna take it.
Okay,
Jimmy Stewart.
Okay,
and then. Boy, I don't even know here.
Don't do it.
Who did I take first? Samuel L. Jackson.
Can I take him again?
No, no, he's already gotten by you.
God damn it.
Come on, Adrian. See, I can't even do that.
I'm going to go, I'm going off list here. Joe Pesci.
Okay. That is a good one.
That's a good one. Mm-hmm. That's my uncle.
They fuck you at the drive-thru. Fuck
you
with these cell phones.
How am I funny to you?
Yep, that and...
Oh, I look like some kind of clown?
Yeah.
Here to amuse you?
Still the best is My Cousin Vinny.
Yeah.
That's a great one.
That's the best one.
So I wore this ridiculous thing. For you.
For you. Okay. You did not take mine. And it's one of the most, like... Again, impersonators do them all the time.
Hayden Panettiere.
No. Christopher Walken.
He was on my list. No. I wasn't getting there.
He used to be funny until he kept trying to be Christopher Walken.
No.
Back before he realized he had a stupid way of talking, that's when he was funniest. Now he plays it up so much. I don't care for it.
I don't care.
I don't care what you care about. Okay. You don't care about a fucking thing.
All right, whatever. All right, Fred, you get two.
The last two?
Yep, your last shit. Two.
I mean, for iconic, I gotta pick Arnold Schwarzenegger.
Ooh, Arnold.
I mean, you have to as far as iconic.
Yeah,
I agree. You can pick him out.
Some people just hate his voice, though.
Yeah, that's fine. That's fine. And after that, I mean, I've got two I really want to pick. Shit.
We may have the same two.
No, because they're not on that list. One of them's on that list. I think I'm going to screw it up, but I'm going to take Adam Sandler.
Oh, the penguin. The penguin.
Yeah,
I'm looking at me, for a penguin just to be walking around.
Nudie magazine day.
Yep. I also have two. I like one better, and so I'm gonna take it. But Al Pacino.
That was my other one. Yep.
Yeah. I have one other one that I want to bring up after you pick your last pick there, Jeremy.
Okay. I need a clarification on the rules.
Yeah.
Has to be a person.
Oh, the shit. So I can't take Siri.
No.
Okay. Does this have to be a Hollywood voice, or can this just be an iconic, like, just well-known, famous person?
That has a voice.
I mean, it's everybody, Hollywood
that
voices.
That everybody recognizes. If it gets to Hollywood, I think that's... It's just iconic voices.
God damn it, there
I'll
are
just
two.
Do that. I'll just do iconic you know what, voices. Charlie, it doesn't even have to be Hollywood.
You want all Charlie right. Chaplin?
Yeah, that's yeah. right.
He's got a great voice.
Really I am going to go with Walter Cronkite.
Oh,
Walter Cronkite.
He's had to have been in one movie.
This might be the first time in my life where it came down to either Walter Cronkite or Snoop Dogg.
Snoop has been in movies.
My last pick, a lot of people don't know if they're younger.
They're all going to know Walter Cronkite.
Yeah, they will. They probably they won't.
That's the way it was. You know why? Because young people are stupid.
Who was the other radio guy? And that's the way the cookie crumbles.
That was Walter Cronkite.
No, yeah. Was it?
No, that was
Paul.
That was Evan Almighty. Or
no,
yeah,
yeah, that was
Bruce
that
Almighty. Was,
yeah,
but
Bruce Almighty. But
that's the rest of the story.
Oh, Paul Harvey.
Paul Harvey.
Hello, America.
That was a great voice
it's
too.
Friday. It's only Tuesday, actually.
Actually,
it'll be Wednesday when they hear this.
I just thought of another one too, Casey Kasem. Casey Kasem would have been a good one.
A good one.
But the one that I wanted to give a shout out to is Sam Elliott.
Yeah.
I
had him down, but I was trying to beat your picks.
If you don't know who Sam Elliott is, you're a younger person. Sam Elliott is the one that everybody's using, like the Bud Light commercials now on TikTok that's going beef. Around.
Beef. Yeah. It's what's for dinner.
Not yeah, that or do you have blah 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 something fuck Red Bull or some shit like that.
James Adomian, who is a brilliant comedian and an impressionist, very good impressionist, does a great Sam Elliott voice. And,
oh, great.
And he talks about that whole beef. It's what's for dinner. Yeah. Yeah. We all know about beef. It's the most popular meat in the country. What's next?
Chicken.
Plates. It's what dinner's on.
Well, they didn't used to have those.
Oh, damn it. All right, guys. Well, that is our draft. I will have it up on Facebook.com/Laughing on the Sidelines podcast today.
Sometime.
It'll be Wednesday around the lunch hour. Generally, sometimes it's earlier than that. It just kind of depends on what I feel like. But you can vote on your favorite voices by clicking on the corresponding emoji. But I will have that up on Wednesday around lunchtime, if not a little bit earlier. But now, we get to move on to my favorite segment. This is what we like to call the Laughing on the Sidelines Shitty Situation of the Week. Okay, ladies and gentlemen, this is our Shitty Situation of the Week, brought to you by Fanger Bang Beer and Legos.
That's right, Scotty. On September 1st, 1983... Korean Airlines Flight 7 departed from Anchorage, Alaska on its way back to Seoul, Korea. Unfortunately, they made a navigational error and wound up flying through prohibited Soviet airspace. The Soviets mistook the Boeing 747 for a U.S. aerial reconnaissance spy plane. They responded by sending a Su-15 fighter jet up to intercept it. And without ever properly identifying the aircraft, they fired a couple of warning shots. But as the pilot of a large commercial aircraft, it's actually very hard to see things going on on the outside of your plane. So they just shot the fuckers down with air-to-air missiles.
Wow.
Killing all 269 passengers aboard. Unfortunately, it would be another 9 years till the families of those passengers ever found out what happened, because the Soviets covered this up until 1992. And now your child can remake the magic of that moment using nothing but a little imagination and Legos. Legos, come fly the friendly skies.
All right. Thank you for that, Jeremy. And thank you to Legos. Keep sponsoring us. Anyways, now we get to move on to our shitty situation. This week's shitty situation is, would you rather always have to listen to Christmas music year-round, baby? Fuck. Or would you rather work with someone who, after completing any basic task, they scream, ta-da!
What? Is suicide an option?
Maybe. And you work with this person all day long.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Even overtime.
Yeah. Working overtime, Jeremy.
Fuck.
Yeah.
Who you want first?
This is bad.
This is so bad. That's why I want suicide. I'd have to take ta-da just because I could punch him. I can't punch Christmas music. I can't nut tap Christmas music. Like,
this is tough. I'm trying to think if I work with anybody that I can't fucking stand just whenever they talk. And I think there are a couple that do, and I work with daily. So I'm probably going to da too. Yeah, I'm going to da. Ugh, that's going to suck. That would
fucking suck.
Oh, you'd want to punch that person so bad. Jeremy.
Come on, Jack Frost. Here's the thing about the guy saying ta-da. It wouldn't just be that. I guarantee you that fucker also says, you working hard or hardly working?
Yeah.
You know, just shit like that. And
I'll see you. Good afternoon, good evening, and good night.
Yeah. Yeah, that guy can suck my cock. I have grown used to Christmas shit all year round. While I don't like Christmas music in any way, shape, or form, or Christmas for that matter, when my wife is not decorating for Christmas, it is Christmas, or she's taking down Christmas stuff, or she's buying Christmas shit. This is a whole year-round thing for me anyhow, and I've just learned to live with it, so I'm going to go with the Christmas music.
Good luck to you.
Oh, man. Yeah. I mean, you're going to have to, like, try to change up, like, artists that are singing the same Christmas song. You know, like NSYNC.
Mm-hmm. So my whole
thing.
Oh, it's
all Trans-Siberian Orchestra.
since when did they become trans? Is that the hip thing?
I don't know. Who knows?
Since they got shot down by the Soviets in their 747.
Oh, man. No, but seriously, why can't people write more Christmas songs?
Because all of the good ones have already been written.
Yeah, it's like they decided, okay, these are the standards.
This is it.
And we can just re-record these over and over again.
What more can you sing about?
You know what really pisses me off about Christmas music? I want to get this off my chest.
Okay.
I believe it's the Dean Martin version of Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer when he goes through the whole name of him and then goes, recall the most famous reindeer of all?
Right. Mm-hmm.
Well, if we can't recall him, then he's scarcely the most famous, is he? You don't know what fucking famous means, do you, jack off?
And you have to listen to that over and over again.
You know, of course you know Dasher and Dancer and Prancer and Vixen, Comet and Cupid and Donner and Blitzen. Of course. But do you recall the most famous?
No, shit.
Oh, Jesus, there's that one. The one that was above all of them. The one right out fucking front. No, I don't remember him.
That's not in any of the commercials or anything like that. Whenever you see, like, Santa's sleigh in all the movies, there's very rarely a Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer. Very rarely.
Right, because he's not a real thing.
He's not that famous.
No, and fairly recent invention. But that is still one of my favorite Christmas specials just because of how ridiculous it is.
The Rudolph Red-Nosed Reindeer, the clay one?
Come on, gang. From now on, we won't let Rudolph play in any of our reindeer games.
That's pretty good.
I love that line. It's just so fucking mean right in front of his face because his nose is red. So fuck him.
I'm surprised that's not racist.
I'm going to encourage the fucking rest of the kids to hate you. Not just come to the conclusion on your own. No, they should hate you. Not because you're an asshole, because your nose is red, you ass red fuck. Nose.
He's nosist.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
He is. He's a nasist.
He's a nasist.
Oh, shit.
Nasism.
Yeah. Wow. It exists.
Mm-hmm.
Only in the North Pole, though. All right, guys. Well, that is our episode for this week. You guys got anything else at all?
No, just thanks again for letting me on, man.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Enjoying it.
All right. Well, ladies and gentlemen, thank you so much for listening to another episode of the Laughing on the Sidelines podcast. Keep doing us that favor of sharing and commenting on our TikToks. We got taken down again because of a video that for sexual content and nudity. Another one. This was within 3 days ago.
Yeah, sorry I reported that.
Yeah, and it had nothing to do with any sexual content. It was completely and totally clean. In fact, I didn't think it was that great of a video, but somebody was offended.
Huh.
Go fuck yourself.
All right.
But yeah, all of you normal people that are cool and listen to the full episodes of the show get to listen to all the really bad jokes that TikTok will let us put on there. So,
or you can watch it on YouTube.
Yeah, exactly. Watch the full episodes on YouTube. Get all the really bad jokes. But as we always say, keep on sharing our content. We sincerely do appreciate it. And if you like us, do us a favor and tell your friends. But if you don't like us,
I hope somebody blows your eardrums out so you have to read Braille.
If you don't like us,
tell your enemies.
And until next time.
Sometimes you feel like a nut and sometimes you don't.
Until next time, guys.
Keep laughing, assholes.
We will see you later. Take care.